Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Observe, observe, observe. If those could be our first three rules of Bible study, how much greater would be the opportunity to hear the voice of God? But sadly, far too many Bible studies begin and end with opinion, interpretation. Why? Because this is how many of us have been taught. This method generates interest. It is widely accepted and popular. We make people feel important by valuing their opinion. But it also reflects and reinforces our foolishness. Proverbs 18:2. Fools do not want to understand anything. They only want to tell others what they think. So let's think about that for a minute. When, well, I think, dominates the conversation, how much room have we allowed for what does God say? When we hear phrases such as, what do you think this means? What does this mean to you? And how does this make you feel? Then usually our Bible study has gone the way of opinion. My purpose is not to be a critical condemner, but to help us see that we miss moments of God breaking into our lives with words that call us beyond an overdue bill or the latest terrorist attack. By overlaying His words with human perspective and pride, we seal off windows of opportunity when God just might have had something to say. In speaking of the clarity of humility, Augustine wrote this, "My dear Dioscorus, there is no way of coming to the truth except through the way laid out for us by Christ. This way is first of all the way of humility, and secondly, it is the way of humility, and thirdly, it is the way of humility. Indeed, however many times you ask me, I will give you the same answer." Proverbs 15:33, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.